let's get back to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Frank Bisconti.
Welcome back to the show. Our first guest today is an eighth grade student at Elgin Academy in Illinois who recently won an essay contest answering the question, is America still the land of opportunity? We're going to be talking to him today about what middle schoolers are seeing as their future here in America. Let's welcome to the show Jonathan Jordan. Jonathan, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today. And let's have a brief conversation about what middle schoolers are talking about and thinking about their future. For starters, you were the winner of an essay contest that was sponsored by my company answering the question, is America still the land of opportunity? Why don't you give our listeners a very quick overview of what that essay sounded like coming from you and what your thoughts are on whether or not you think America is really still the land of opportunity?
Well, overall, I really feel that it is. And the reasons that I'm saying that is really because what people refer to as the American dream is still prevalent in the societies, and anyone who may not even have a lot of business background or money or resources can still build large companies and really prosper in America.
That's a great answer, and that's pretty much what your essay was kind of like, only it went on and expanded that. Now, that was a very articulate answer. Can I ask you a question? Do you talk about things like your future or the future of the country with your friends?
Occasionally. It does come up from time to time.
And what do you talk about?
Well, sometimes it has to do with a lot about starting your own business and just the ups and downs of that. And most of the time, it just, where is everything going to be in 10 or 15 years? Is the economy going to turn around? Are there going to be more job opportunities, or are completely new business options going to kind of reveal themselves in the next decade or so?
Now, when you talk to your friends and you guys talk, I mean, you guys still have to go through high school, and probably most of you will go on to college. When you do kind of kick around ideas, because many of you really wouldn't know at this point exactly what you want to do when you get into your 20s, for example, would you say most of your friends are interested in going to work for a company, or are most of them more interested in thinking about starting their own companies?
Well, in my class in particular, I can say that many people have a lot of good ideas to try and start companies. However, most of the time I hear them trying to talk about working for a specific company or something.
What about you? What would you like to do?
Me in particular, I have at least what I hope to be a few good ideas, and if the option kind of will work, then I would consider starting my own company, but I feel as if it would be better just to get some experience to work for a company before starting your own.
Now, did you come to that conclusion on your own, or is that something maybe your parents shared with you?
No, that was my own.
Well, that's very insightful for a 13-year-old, because one thing you absolutely don't want to do when you start a business is to fail. And one way to fail in a business is by not having a lot of experience in starting that business. So that may be an interesting road to go down. Do you have any favorite subjects in school?
I'm a math and science person for the most part.
And some of these ideas that you have for businesses, and we're not going to go into what they might be because we don't want our listening audience to borrow any of them, let's say. Will the study of math and science, do you believe that will help you starting a business?
Yes, I do. And just because really so many things deal with financials and science, I'm debating because I don't think I really want to go into an engineering type of job.
Okay. Well, let me change gears on you a little bit, okay? You watch TV?
Yes.
Do you ever listen to the radio?
Occasionally, from time to time.
Hopefully this show on TalkZone.com.
Of course.
Okay, good answer. Are there any things that you hear on television or radio that really concern you and your friends relative to the economy or the future of the country?
Yes. One thing that you hear a lot about just on the news is the stock market and where that's going. And you can't help but wonder, is it going to continue on this very rapid decline, or somehow is it going to turn back around later? Also, just really, once you look at the stock market and just see at the rate it's going, you just have to wonder about that.
Well, let me take a little bit of concern off your shoulders, because I'm sure there's things that you hear about the stock market that maybe you don't understand. But yes, it does go up and down. But a very interesting thing about American history that you may study in the future is that there is a thing called economic cycles. And every 15 to 17 years, there are down cycles in the United States. And they amazingly turn right back around where we have a time of prosperity. Now, you and your friends, being 13 years old, are of an age where you're listening to television and radio, and you're just beginning to understand the news, and you listen to people talk about different things. And because you're really coming into the time where you're first starting to hear the news, what you're hearing is negative news. And that could be political news or financial news. You made reference to the stock market. But I want you and your friends to know that the U.S. economy will turn around eventually, and we will go through a period of prosperity that can last, you know, 10 or 15 years before there is another down cycle, because this is what the United States has done in the entire 250-year history of the country. So keeping on that line, let me ask you a question. When you hear things like this on the TV or radio, do you actually see the effects of any of this negative economic stuff going on either with your family or with your friend's family?
Me personally, I don't see much of an effect.
Well, that's good.
Mainly just because I'm not working. With some of my friends, I mean, you can occasionally see how the economy has kind of taken a toll on them. Maybe switching from school to school, depending on whether or not they can afford it. So, not a very large effect, but occasionally you do see some resemblance of it.
Oh, okay. But you don't see it affecting your life right now?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to change gears again on you. And again, I'm just trying to get a little bit of perspective. This is a very general question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is becoming rich important to you?
Honestly, not as important as some things. However, I think it would be nice to have a certain cushion just so that you could lean back on and kind of live in luxury, if you will. So, yes and no. It's not my top priority. However, it is something that I'll look to achieve.
What does a 13-year-old think rich means, if you're going to put a dollar amount on it?
I would say anything over or in between 5 to 10 million.
So someone that has a net worth of $4 million, you don't consider to be rich?
Well, it's a borderline thing. Again, that's kind of just perspective depending on other people's opinions.
So you would like to set a goal for yourself of someday to have a net worth of at least between $5 and $10 million so you can focus on bringing good to the world?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, I will tell you from my perspective that at least today, I don't know what the economy is going to look like, you know, 25 years from now while you're developing your wealth. But if you can develop wealth in the $5 to $10 million range, you're going to be doing pretty well. So you actually believe that people, regardless of their age, can still create wealth like that here in America?
I absolutely do.
Do you think you could become rich by working for a company?
That really depends on the position that you're in that company. Some of today's CEOs and CFOs, they can make large sums of money every year. But if you're just as a regular office worker, I don't believe you could make that amount.
Well, that's probably true. You cannot. Do you have any questions for me? My business, you know, I have a business background, and I work with companies that start up all the time, companies that try to raise money. I try to help companies solve problems. Do you ever hear, you know, through your friends, maybe through their parents' companies or anything like that, some of the challenges that they may be facing out in the marketplace?
Occasionally, yes, I do. And this could be something that you have mentioned on your show.
Okay.
But, occasionally, I'll hear things about how do you market to get potential clients to really buy into your business.
Oh, well, that's a great question. So let me turn it around on you since I'm the host. What would your ideas be? Let's pick a product. I got an easy one. Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
Let's say you want to try to come up with ways to sell more Girl Scout cookies. That effectively is the definition of marketing. Coming up with ways to generate more sales or to create more awareness for your product in the marketplace. Give me an idea on how you would sell more Girl Scout cookies other than going door to door.
Well, I'm not too much of an expert on the Girl Scout cookie selling business, but I'm sure that if they kind of expanded their market, maybe via internet where you can buy it from there, or even possibly setting them up, little stands in large grocery stores or large stores in general, just to try and get more people to pass by. Because the more people they see you, obviously the more you'll sell.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have any other comments you would like to make before we take our break here? I guess you're kind of, you're not cutting school, are you, right now to do this interview?
No, I'm actually in like a lunch recess block here, so.
So you gave up your lunch to be on the show?
Well, yeah.
I appreciate that. Any last comments that you would like to make? I mean, our show goes around the world, not only around the country, but around the world. Tell the world through the eyes of a 13-year-old why you think America is still the land of opportunity.
Well, like I said, anyone in this country can still build a large and very vast wealth. When I say anyone, I mean any age, any wealth, even if they don't have that many resources. Then if they know what they're really doing and know how to start up certain things, then they can really just do really well in this country.
Well, that's a great attitude to have, Jonathan. It's time for us to wrap up this conversation. I truly appreciate you joining us today, and I wish you all the luck in the world in getting through school, high school, college, and eventually starting your own business. So thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, and good luck to you. When we come back from the break, we are going to be speaking with Lynette Bisconti, the president for the Gateway for Cancer Research, with an amazing business success story in this recessionary economy. We'll be right back. This is TalkZone.com.